Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are back. Thank you. Hour number two. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. And our guest is Jerry Donaldson. And we've got Harold in Tennessee that wants to join in. Hi, Harold.
Hey, Rick. How are you and Mr. Donaldson doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I'm glad of that. I know one thing that would get him into a rebellious mood.
Okay.
The American public.
All right. What is that?
Just cut off their ball games, the car racing and golf games and
that's right.
The Olympics and all them satanic sports.
And don't forget the beer and pretzels.
All right. Well, now, I won't say too much about drinking beer every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Just one every now and again. But.
I understand. No, you're right. You're right. It's the circus that keeps the people doped up, isn't it? Isn't it, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our media does nothing but try to program us into being the sheep, and I've come to call them ostriches in a lot of cases because most Americans know that there's something really wrong, but they kind of stick their heads in the sand figuring, well, it'll just pass me over.
Uh-huh. Well, you notice that every day, it's a new disappearance, a new murder, a new shark attack, a new trial, a new accusation. We go from one extreme example of mindlessness to another, anything to keep us distracted from where the country's going. You notice
that? Yeah, it's like that old man they put on trial three or four times down there in Mississippi. They finally anything to keep the American public off of the war in Iraq and all this senseless nonsense.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, yeah.
So, but these people can tell you who made what score in every ball game. They can tell you what ball player is their batting average, and they can tell you how many par threes or eagles or birdies or craps or whatever they shot in the golf game. But they cannot tell you who's the vice president of this United States is, or who, or even who the president is.
Well, I wonder myself sometimes, you know.
Well, either Cheney or Rumsfeld, the president.
Right.
And dumb Bush,
he's just a marionette on strings. Huh?
Yeah, they give him another shot of dope and let him go have another corpse to mess with, and he's happy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is what America has become. No wonder the courts can get away with what they get away with. And, see, the politicians are supposed to represent the Constitution, not even the people. They're supposed to say no to any law that violates the Constitution. They're supposed to say, you can't do that when the courts get out of control, and they're not doing that. Isn't that correct, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely. The fact is that oath that they take was always considered, and it's mentioned in throughout all of the founders' documents, as a sacred oath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I believe Congress can throw them bums in the Supreme Court out.
Mm-hmm.
And that Supreme Court reminds me of the good cop and the bad cop.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember the impeach Earl Warren campaign and Justice William O. Douglas as well. You probably remember some of that, too.
I remember a little of that.
Well, unfortunately, not enough of that's going on, but you don't even have to impeach them. All you have to do is just tell them you're not going to hear a case up the appellate ladder unless we give you authority to hear it. That's what the Constitution says, you know.
Yeah, and Congress can throw them bums out of office.
Absolutely.
And what we really ought to do is go up there and tar and feather them, ride them out of Washington on the rail.
I like that solution. I like that. Thank you very much, Harold. All right, we'll be back. Stay where you are. Jerry Donaldson, our guest.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
All right. Hey, we're back with our guest tonight, Jerry Donaldson. And Jerry's a constitutionalist, constitutional expert, and also a biblical expert. And I think Joe, our previous caller, tried to make a good point about how we've departed from our biblical roots. And, you know, this is the big campaign today in the last, really the last half century or more, I guess you'd say, Jerry, campaign to separate our roots from our legal system. And, you know, that always has made for tyranny in the past. Why should it be any different today?
Well, we've got to return back to this basis, and we've got to wake, and this is the reason why I'm really reaching out to Christians across the country right now, really trying to push out into the churches. As a matter of fact, the current issue of Waking America addresses the issue directly. For instance, there's an article in there on it confronts the wall of separation doctrine, which, you know, the most of them have been convinced by propaganda that that mm-hmm. is valid, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a letter to the Danbury Church, and he was just saying, no, the federal government doesn't need to step into these matters, mm-hmm. basically. That was what he meant by it. They misconstrued, and they have never used anything else like that, and they constantly demean Jefferson anyway.
Yeah. Well, I've heard some of these characters. I have some of them on radio and on television. And you got people like this New Dow character who brought the suit in California, in the Ninth Circuit Court, I believe, concerning the Pledge of Allegiance. And here again, you know, you have this mindset that is totally anti-federalist, anti-state sovereignty, if you will, and totally against the Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights, as you pointed out earlier, is a restraint on government, not on states, not on individuals, but on the central government, the federal
Absolutely.
Government. That's the whole point of the 10 First Amendments to the Constitution.
Right. They ignore the 9th and the 10th, and mm-hmm. that's really where everything pushed across. But it was all converted right after the Civil War. You know, when we go back to our biblical foundings, and as a matter of fact, I'll give you a little short biblical quote out of 1 Samuel 12:14.
Sure.
It's, if both you and the king who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God, it will be well. That's what we strayed away from.
Absolutely.
If a government is God-inspired,
mm-hmm.
fails to fulfill those functions that are divinely assigned to it, it loses its authority.
Yeah, yeah. That's where all of our problems, you know, Jerry, are coming from today. And this is where I think the Patriot movement falls a little bit short, some of it, not all of it, in that they don't recognize that the solution to our problems is not just in political action, but in returning to the spiritual values that made America what America was. That's the solution.
Absolutely. The moral, ethical, and religious values that they carried into here, which you know, I've got to also say, I'm reaching out, of course, to you know, Christians especially, but I can tell you that, you know, I've got Muslims that are subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, you know, virtually every other religion. I've even got agnostics and atheists. They can't find anything wrong with it because it goes right down to the basic functions that this government was set up to do in the first place.
Right, right, right.
The sole purpose of government is to protect those unalienable rights.
Wasn't it Alexis de Tocqueville who said, America is great because America is good, and when America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. I believe that was from him. And boy, that if any other aphorism rings true, I'd like to hear it. This is the truest I've ever seen, historically speaking. This country was a great nation right up until World War I, when we abandoned our roots and became internationalistic, became involved in the problems of other continents, totally in violation of what our founding fathers told us to do. Stay the heck out of their affairs, you know? And we were lied to by Wilson. We were lied to by his masters in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Warburg families, the Rothschilds, and so forth. And then they bought the presidency of FDR. He campaigned on an anti-war platform, reelected on that, and then, of course, took us right into war. You know, it's like people have been corrupted by these forces of Satan, and now they've taken our nation down the path of endless war, endless terror, and all of this in the name of democracy. Have you noticed that, Jerry?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, in my Constitution classes, the first thing I do, of course, I give everybody a full copy of Declaration of Constitution and Bill of Rights, and I say, before you get to the class, I want you to do me this. Find the words democratic or democracy anywhere in those documents.
Yeah.
And, of course, they come in. It's not mentioned. No, it's not. It's not a democracy. The form of...
Do we lose you, Jerry?
Yeah, I just got interrupted just for a second.
Okay, all right, I'm hearing you. No, the words do not appear anywhere in those documents.
Oh, no, nowhere at all. And every time I hear it, it just, you know, sets my, you know, hair on edge.
Oh, I hear, you know, you hear it all the time, and if you repeat something often enough, you know what happens. People start believing it, and that's, it gets into the subconscious, and that's where we are today with brainwashing and conditioning by the media, you know? I mean, we're told that somehow, you know, we being over there in Iraq, being in another nation that never waged war against the United States, never attacked us, had nothing to do with this so-called 9/11 attack, and yet we're there occupying their soil, we're attacking their people, this government is out of control, in violation of all law, in doing this, and yet we've got a bunch of airheaded Americans that wave the flag, put bumper stickers on their cars, and beat their breasts. They think this is wonderful because they've been brainwashed, and they don't know the first thing about true patriotism.
Yeah, patriotism historically has always been fighting against a tyrannical government.
Exactly.
It has nothing to go about going overseas and stationing our troops in 152 nations.
It's so basic and fundamental, isn't it? And yet we fail. The public school system is part of the problem, the media. But you know who I blame more than anyone, Jerry? I blame the churches.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The ecclesiastical rulers of this day.
Well, you know, you go by the alias of Paul Revere, and
yep.
You know, I'm sure you're familiar with this story that he made his ride. He was at the minister's house, and when he took off for his ride, the minister went downstairs into the basement to get all the arms to make sure everybody was armed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of preachers and pastors we need in this country right now.
No, that's right. We don't have them, do we?
No, we don't.
The funny thing is, you know, the way Billy Graham now is once again in the news in his waning days, and, I don't want to speak ill of him. I don't want to go through that route. Nevertheless, it's interesting the way the media have protected Billy Graham when he made the comment. I don't know if you remember or not, but he made the comment about prayer and Bible reading in the schools. And he went way overboard when he said, this is going back now, over two decades ago. He said, if we can't have the prayers and Bible reading in classroom, I think the thoughts of Chairman Mao would be a suitable substitute. Billy Graham said that. Now, I have that. That's in writing. That's printed. Billy Graham said that. The media never called upon him to explain that statement, not once. And today, to this very day, they conveniently forget that Billy Graham made that statement. We'll have the thoughts of Chairman Mao if we can't have the Bible.
It's horrific. It's a sad state, and, you know, there's a lot of, patriots out there that have been approaching churches on the 501c3 issues.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They
tax exemption.
But they go right into the, they teach them in the seminaries. They go through long classes on how to deal with the government and how to deal with this and what you can say on the pulpit and what you can't. That's another reason why I'm approaching issues, for instance, in the current issue of Awaken America. I've got an article there on marriage and some interesting finds in the Corpus Juris Secundum for, that marriage has been redefined. It has nothing to do with the Religious Act.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, that the state has a absolute dominion over marriage and the products thereof. So that means that basically when you get a marriage license, and unfortunately I've got one too, but I've been married for 13 years, is that, when we do that, we're signing our children over into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a three-party contract. It used to be, common law marriage was the highest form of marriage.
Mm-hmm. It's just mind-boggling, Jerry. You know, in every sense of the word, we today are creatures of the state rather than the other way around, isn't it? Isn't it incredible?
Oh, absolutely. We are. They converted or quote-unquote freed the slaves from their physical slavery and converted us all into economic slaves.
Yeah, exactly. All right, if you've got a quick question or comment, you want to talk about the Constitution now or the Bible, get online in the next 5 minutes or so. Our guest is Jerry Donaldson, and we will take your call. The number toll-free is very simple, 800-313-9443. We'll put your name up on the screen here, and we'll give a first name, and we'll be happy to take your call and be happy to put you on Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, the number toll-free is 800-313-9443. Our guest is Jerry Donaldson. Jerry, you spelled your last name with an S-O-N?
That is correct. D-O-N-A-L-D-S-O-N.
All right. And once again, before the break, what is the best way that people can get in touch with you through email?
The best way through email is awaken_America1776. @yahoo.com.
All right. And then over there they can contact you and have a personal
Absolutely.
Question. They can get your phone number from the site. Okay.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Stay where you are, Jerry. We'll be back to wrap up in the next 10 minutes, and we'll be back with your calls at that time. Rick Adams with you.
introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today and be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Let's go back to the phones and speak to one of our great callers here, Margie in Alabama. Hi, Margie. You're on the program with Jerry Donaldson.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to hear you. I don't mean to bring up a sore subject, but did you see what Billy Graham said about the Clintons? How Hillary would make a wonderful president and Mr. Clinton would make a good minister.
Well,
and I have just not respected Billy Graham for a long time, and I think some of the people's problems out there, the goats or whatever you want to call them, have trusted their souls to people like him and Rick Warren. And I've been talking to some church people, and they're just waiting for the rapture to happen, and they don't have to worry about anything else. And to me, I'm scared for him, but, you know, I enjoy that I can hear the radio station that y'all are on, that you guys speak of the Lord and Jesus, and that you're not afraid to, you know, quote scriptures.
Nope.
And that gives me a lot of hope that I'm sorry for Jerry's problems, and I appreciate that you had to go through what you had to go through to come where you are, and you have a lot of knowledge, and I appreciate this radio station and the people that are on it. And I wanted you guys to know that.
Thank you. And you keep praying for us. Pray for John Stattmiller, who's had an accident, and that he make a speedy recovery, be back on the air.
He will. You know what? He has a lot of prayers out there. I know that I hear your people calling, and it just, you know, we're out there, and this is going to go down the way it's supposed to.
Sure.
But we're not alone.
Well, I hope these things will draw us all closer to God. Because, you know, this fight, as Jerry has said, this is not a flesh and blood battle. This is a spiritual warfare we're in.
Yes,
and now I think you can see that, Margie, probably more clearly now than you could have maybe a year ago or so.
Well, you know, the one thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, one of the reasons why the Texas Ten Commandments was able to stay, don't you?
Mm-hmm, yes.
It was given by the Masons.
Uh-huh.
So that was one of the reasons why, and I don't know if a lot of people understand that.
Well, it may be. I mean, their thinking is rather warped and pathetic, because here they are deciding on something they're not even given the authority to decide on. The Constitution makes that pretty clear. You know, Congress has to pass a law before the court can even hear a case coming up the appellate ladder. Did you know that?
Yes.
Jerry knows that.
Yes.
And yet
yes.
They haven't done that, really, in many, many years. I mean, they pulled the court out of cases. They've taken the court and reversed decisions in the past. But they're not willing to do that as much today, because they'd rather have the court speak for these spineless jellyfish congressmen and women. They don't want to go on record as taking a stand on these issues. That's why they let the courts do it for them, you see?
Well, when you hear them say that they don't even have time to read the whole bill, and you say, well, then why can you vote on something you haven't even read?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I bless you guys.
Thank
really.
You.
God
Thank
bless you.
You,
and thanks for being there
Marjorie,
for us.
We appreciate you, too.
Okay,
bye-bye now.
But,
all right, Stuart in Texas, hi. You're the last caller in this hour. Hi. Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I apologize if I touch anything you've already mentioned. I've only heard bits and pieces of the program here
okay.
tonight.
Okay, that's
but,
all right.
To your guest, you know, I commend you. You've got an enormous, enormous uphill battle. My take on it, I was born Methodist, raised Baptist, and then became a full gospel kind of guy for a while. And, the church today, I mean, you've got so many things wrong with it. I mean, you got, you know, Christmas, pagan holiday, Easter, pagan holiday, worship on Sundays, paganism. You've got, you know, a 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
These guys aren't going to give that up. They're not going to listen to them. I hope that you're more effective than I've been able to be effective. My opinion is Bill Clinton would make a good minister. he fit right in with all the rest of the bunch of them. You know, they're waiting for the rapture. They believe, you know, peace and safety, peace and safety.
Yep.
And, you know, the remnant is going to come out from among them.
Mm-hmm.
The church today is a harlot.
Yes.
And I came to the revelation about 3 years ago that every church I've ever been in has been a cult.
Mm-hmm.
It unfortunately really is that bad. And we need to really spend a lot of time on our knees praying for these, praying for all of us.
Yes, yes.
Not pointing fingers. I've got plenty in the mirror that I can look at.
No, you're right, though, not in conceit, but in humility to pray, and that God would open their eyes. I think that's an honest, good prayer.
And, you know, it's scriptures being fulfilled, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Matthew chapter 24, it just goes on and on. Then he will come in my name saying, I am the Christ.
Yes.
That's
sure.
not Jim Jones.
Nope.
Anyway.
I'm afraid you're right. I can't disagree with you on anything so far, Stuart.
So I guess asking your guest any response on my babblings or...
Okay. All right. We'll let you drop off and listen off the air because we got
okay,
a break coming
you.
Up. Thank you, Stuart. All right. Can you just respond to him when we come back and stay a couple of more minutes?
Yeah, that'll be just fine.
Thank All you, right. Thank you. Jerry Donaldson, our guest. Up against the clock, Rick Adams. We'll be back.
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, and we're back again to wrap up. I know Jerry Donaldson has a busy schedule, and I appreciate the time, Jerry, you've had with me so far, 90 minutes. And thank you. Our last caller, Stuart from Texas, he basically painted a very a very negative, very bleak picture of the church today, the so-called professing Christians. And I wondered, did you have a final response to what he said on anything?
Well, basically, I am somewhat hopeful that Christians are starting to waken up, only because they're still not there. But when you have the Southern Baptist Convention talking about pulling all their children out of the schools, you know, that was a good idea. You know?
That certainly alarmed the liberals, didn't it?
Oh, that scared them to death. Then during the Terri Schiavo horrific incident there, we had even James Dobson coming out lambasting the judges and telling them what they are, you know.
Yep.
You know, so when you start seeing that from some of those figures, they are waking up. And we've just got to kind of push them a little further, bring them on board, let them recognize just how far we've strayed, and that they have a duty at the pulpit to educate their congregations. They need to go ahead and start letting them know that we've got to make changes.
That's right.
You're falling into the abyss.
All right. And one more time now, Jerry, give your address and how people can reach your site.
Okay. Well, like I said, the email address is awaken_America1776@yahoo.com. And I have a forum out there, Awaken American Christians, and just go to the Yahoo groups and search for that, and you'll find it real quickly. We're going to be doing some Constitution and classes, some Bill of Rights classes and things along those lines, chats and teleconferences and things along those lines, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate it, Jerry. And don't be a stranger. You'll be back again.
I sure will, and I really appreciate being on tonight with you.
Believe me, I appreciate it every moment. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry Donaldson. Bye-bye now.
Yes.
All right, and you, our listeners, can continue to join us, Rick Adams with you, tonight on Republic Broadcasting Network every weeknight. We're here right up until the 10 o'clock hour Central Time, 11 Eastern Time. And tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm being asked to fill in and lighten the load for John Stadtmiller, who, as you know, is in the hospital now with a number of problems, ailments, accidental injury from his motorcycle. And, of course, we pray for his speedy recovery, that he will be back with us, and for Sandra, his wife. And the fine job they've done with this network is just absolutely, absolutely stupendous. So tomorrow afternoon, I'll be filling in for John on the Intel report, and we'll be here, of course, from 4 to 6, and that is 4 to 6, I believe, Central Time, right? Is that right, Paul? Am I right again? Yeah, and my time, of course, will be a little later. It'll be 5 to 7. So I get confused. I wish we'd all be on one clock, one time, and one zone, the twilight zone, right? Okay. Anyway, there's a couple of things I want to bring to your attention. Two important things going on, and this is actually pertaining to, believe it or not, the borders of America. Al Jazeera, the Arab TV network, is sending its own people to film the Minuteman border watch over the July 4th weekend. Would you believe it? So far, the U.S. government is simply giving them free rein. Watched by 40 million generally American-hating people in the world, they want to see our handling of OTMs, the Border Patrol's term for other than Mexicans. Statistics vary, of course, but apparently 650 terror watch list OTMs were captured between 2004 and 2005. No one knows how many got through. The Minuteman leadership is holding a pre-watch rally in Phoenix, and of course that will be happening very shortly, as we said, over the holiday weekend to come next week. So that's interesting that Al Jazeera is sending its teams here. Huh? That's interesting indeed. And we'll be talking with some of the people again. We're going to get John Clark on again from Americans for Immigration Control. We'll talk to him about this as well. Well, Baby Bush will give his address to the nation tomorrow night. He's going to tell us why imperialism is good, why colonialism is good, and why fascism is good, and why we must never, never, never give up on those three wonderful, exasperating, and ideal utopian ideas. I'm sure that you will all be watching. No, of course not. You'll be listening to me. And, of course, tomorrow night we are scheduled to have on the broadcast here in the 9 to 11 Eastern Time program that we're on right now, we have to have a young lady on tomorrow night. She couldn't make it last week. Nita Renfrew is her name. Nita Renfrew. She wrote the book in 1985, Saddam Hussein, and it was published. And she was actually in Iraq. Unlike George Bush, she actually visited during the time of Saddam Hussein. She met the people. She met throngs of individuals. She did a lot of studying there. And she spent a good amount of time to be able to form her own conclusions and encapsulate them into a book. She'll tell you some very, very startling things that George Bush will not tell you. She is honest, and he is not. So tomorrow night, we'll have her on, Nita Renfrew. I don't want you to miss that program tomorrow night. and, of course, other guests during the week. We're trying to get Joe Bannister. I'm going to give him a call tonight or tomorrow and see if we can get him on. As you know, Joe Bannister won his, he won acquittal through the courts on charges of filing income tax. And, of course, he's proven, once again, the IRS can and will be beaten simply because the IRS is an illegal appendage to the federal government. It cannot operate within the law, within the Constitution. It just simply cannot. All right? Make that clear. Make that clear. No doubt about it. All right. What else do we have here? We have a lot of catching up to do. I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you. There's just so much that comes to my attention each and every day that it's just fathomless, ladies and gentlemen. Does this name ring a bell? Mr. Dershowitz. Dershowitz, or whatever. Okay, his name is Alan Dershowitz. He's, as you know, a prominent attorney, and of course, Harvard Law professor. Well, he's in trouble. He's always in trouble, as you know. The question was raised by John Weiner, and of course, this is coming out. This is the new edition of The Nation, thenation.com. What do you do when somebody wants to publish a book that says you're completely wrong? If you're Alan Dershowitz, the prominent Harvard Law professor, and the book is Norman Finkelstein's Beyond Chutzpah, on the misuse of anti-Semitism and the abuse of history, you write the governor of California and suggest that he intervene with the publisher, because the publisher is the University of California Press, which conceivably might be subject to the power of the governor. Now, isn't this interesting? Schwarzenegger, showing unusual wisdom, declined to act. The governor's legal affairs secretary wrote Dershowitz, "You have asked for the governor's assistance in preventing the publication of a book. But he is not inclined to otherwise exert influence in this case because of the clear academic freedom issue that it represents." In a phone interview, Dershowitz denied writing to the governor, declaring, "My letter to the governor doesn't exist." But when pressed on the issue, he said it was not a letter, it was a polite note. This guy's a psychopath, this nutcake, Talmudic racist here, Dershowitz. He is a psychopath of the worst type. It's just incredible. Here he is, the so-called champion of you and your freedom of speech, asking the governor of the state of California to censor a book which rips apart Alan Dershowitz's reputation. And Dr. Finkelstein, I take my hat off to Dr. Finkelstein. He, of course, wrote the book The Holocaust Industry. And this guy has debated Dershowitz, made a monkey out of him, which isn't very hard to do. And, of course, Dershowitz retorts, "I'll sue you, I'll sue you, I'll sue you," over and over again. Well, that's all he knows. But the fact is, you've got to have a basis for the suit. And there is no basis here in libel. Professor Finkelstein is a very learned individual, and I take my hat off to him. And I also take my hat off to Mr. Television in Israel. You might have seen that report tonight, who, of course, now has begun to assume the position of Mr. Objective. He just cannot take the abuse of the Palestinian people anymore. And he's decided to come clean and actually do some documentaries on national television, which condemns the Israeli Holocaust of Palestinians. I take my hat off to him as well. So, again, the question remains, why would a prominent so-called First Amendment advocate take such an action? Dershowitz told his publishers, "Well, my goal has never been to stop publication of this book, ha-ha." He said in an email, "I want Finkelstein's book to be published so that it can be demolished in the court of public opinion." Yeah, right. Well, he told Publishers Weekly the only purpose in writing the people at the University of California Press was to eliminate as many of the demonstrable falsehoods as possible from the book. Well, the problem is Dershowitz could not name any of the falsehoods. Everyone knows Alan Dershowitz, the famed professor, part of the O.J. Simpson defense team, and the number one bestseller, Chutzpah. He portrayed Ron Silver in the film Reversal of Fortune. about his successful defense of the killer, Klaus von Bülow, the accused killer. And he's also one of the most outspoken defenders of the state of Israel, especially in his book a couple of years ago, The Case for Israel. It reached number 12 on the New York Times bestseller list. That's the book Finkelstein challenged in his book, Beyond Chutzpah. So I take my hat off to him, Professor Finkelstein. He's quite a guy. Yeah, I mean, there's a guy who's an honest individual, and he deserves some credit. All right. In any event, we still have time for your calls. 800-313-9443 is our number. And right now, I'm not looking at my screen because I'm doing a number of things. Paulie, do we have anybody on the line, Paul? All right, Alex Jones would like to call. Hello, Alex Jones. You're on the program. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right, Alex. What's happening?
Well, I just gave a speech, and then I left the showing of my film, Martial Law, that's going on live right now, and I'm driving home to be on Jeff Rentz's program, and I'm listening to you. And Alan Dershowitz is a angry, demonic pig.
Yes.
He came to UT to give a big two-hour speech at the Presidential Library, LBJ Library, about how great torture is. And,
yeah.
in my film, Road to Tyranny, I exposed him, and he calls for torturing people, torturing them, you know, to death. He talks about how wonderful it is. He's never been a, quote, civil rights lawyer. He's only tried to attack Christian icons. And to show the fact that he would try to, you know, get into book burning, I mean, to show that the ADL in California wants to arrest everybody and register them if they're even for, you know, against the open borders groups. We're the mainstream of America, and this group is showing themselves as a bunch of, you know, supremacists, just like white supremacists or anything else. You're Jewish supremacist groups, and they've had a free ride. But I mean, now they're really showing themselves. We have no guilt. We've done nothing to this, you know, this virulent, the Zionist minority that's hijacked, you know, the Jews. And a lot of Jews are waking up to them, like the professor you talked about.
Yeah,
and,
Dr.
You know,
Finkelstein, yeah, he's a great guy. Actually, a very learned man and an honest man who's not afraid to call somebody on the spot. And that's why Dershowitz rants and raves like a little child, because he knows he can't argue with someone as scholarly as Finkelstein. Dershowitz plagiarizes. He steals information. He pretends to be an historian, and he's not. He's not a real law professor, as you point out, Alex. The guy's a total fraud.
No, I mean, I've seen Dershowitz on TV. I've heard his. I mean, he's really retarded. And I mean, the guy is just a joke. And these people are going to lose, folks. I mean, the mere fact that, look, Gandhi said it best. First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they attack you. Then they lose. And they're going to lose the info war. And that's just my only comment on that, Mr. Adams.
Well, call me Rick, Alex, now. Call me Rick. You know, I think it was...
How did your ancestors brew beer?
No.
Samuel Adams.
I know. Alex, was it Dershowitz's book, I think, Why Terror Works, in which he basically said that the reason terror works is because we don't torture enough people?
Well, yes, but he also gave speeches all over the country, as your civil rights lawyer, I assure you, torturing people was wonderful. And Alberto Gonzalez, you know, used his arguments to say, well, we can pressure someone till they die, and if we don't kill them on purpose, it's not even torture, Rick.
Yeah, isn't that nice of him?
Nice. Yeah, I mean, lowering someone's head to their shoulders in feces till they pass out over and over again, raping people's wives in front of them because they didn't have their papers in order at checkpoints, that's freedom.
Yeah. By the way, you can buy a T-shirt from Rush Limbaugh if you'd like.
I know I wrote an article about with Paul Watson about how buy your Gitmo T-shirts. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's wonderful at Camp X-Ray. It's fun. Rick,
these people,
you know,
are absolutely depraved, sick people. And, you know, I mean, they've sold their souls, Alex, to make the big bucks. That's the tragedy.
Well, they have. Look, I mean, I told the story 5-6 years ago. I was offered $1 million
yeah.
to go on one of the biggest networks and and be a, and they said, look, just be a fake conservative, no more of this black helicopter, no more of this Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
That was an actual quote. And I just said, you know what, I'm taking the high road. I can care less about your money.
That's right.
Hell, I don't have all the money, but a little bit of money I got just sits in the bank. I don't even spend money. And so, you know, I don't even care about things. I care about issues, just like you do, Rick, and that's why we're going to win. Hey, we all got to pray for John Stadtmiller after
yes.
this horrible, horrible accident.
Yeah, I mean, we really are praying, and he will recover well, and he'll be back. Indeed, he will. And thank
but
God for people.
But hopefully not on
there.
A motorcycle.
I hope not. I hope not. We got to have a little bit less daredevil mentality for John when he comes back, you know.
I hear you. Well, hey, Rick, you have a good night, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate
Goodbye.
It. And good luck to you on your program as well. We got a break coming up, and we got more callers. We'll get to them. 800-313-9443. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not an anti-Shemite, if you will. I am a Shemite. But guys like Dershowitz are the worst enemy the Jewish people have ever had. And you know what? He certainly reeks of it. He is a bigot, no question about it. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams. See you on the other side of this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, thank you very much, and we are back. Just a quick note before we go back to the phones. Freeport moves to seize three properties. Court's decision empowers the city to acquire the site for a new marina by Thayer Edvins, Chronicle correspondent. Did you read that story today from Freeport? With Thursday's Supreme Court decision affecting the rights of private property, Freeport officials instructed attorneys to begin preparing legal documents to seize three pieces of waterfront property along the Old Brazos River from two seafood companies for construction of an $8 million private boat marina. The court in that 5-4 decision ruled that cities may bulldoze people's homes or businesses to make way for these great projects, right? This is a little piece of the puzzle to put the project together, says Freeport Mayor Jim Phillips of the project designed to inject new life in this particular county. Well, that's just one more example, my friends, of freedom being destroyed and taken away by the heavy hand of government. All right, let's see. We got Doug on the line in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
How are you?
You know, Freeport, that's where Ron Paul is.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, did you read the story? Were you aware of the story?
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware of what they've just turned it over for once, and the Supreme Court says our local officials can handle it better. In other words, every little local thug, mm-hmm. city council,
mm-hmm.
or, county commissioners, the boys with the big bucks walk in there and get whatever they want. It's just, a license for corruption. Just, you go in there and steal this man's property, and if you can do a little better, if you can give us a little more money and...
$8 million, hey, that's a nice tidy sum, isn't it?
Right.
And here we go again. The town makes more money, the state gets more money. They don't care about anything but making
money.
Profits.
Money.
Money.
And what,
forget
what,
about freedom.
What did Jesus say?
For the love of money is the root of all evil.
Root of all evil, right.
And that's what they're doing it for, the love of money, Doug.
And we got it. And, I'll agree with, Alex went on his little deal today of talking about the hazards of motorcycles and our good buddy,
John.
I've ridden on a motorcycle about 5 feet, and that ended my career.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad for that. I don't want to see you get hurt or anyone else.
It's just, with all our little double-digit imports we have in the, I'm talking about imported brains that we have in the United States today that are, we're meant to ride donkeys very slowly, but they got behind the little high-powered vehicles and everything. I think that, if you have a double-digit IQ, you should be limited to driving a little metro or whatever.
Hey, listen, it's bad enough me driving in a four-wheel car.
Right.
I don't want to get on a two-wheeled motorcycle or a one-wheeled unicycle. Doug, I'm out of time, though. Thank you. All right, see you tomorrow afternoon, filling in for John Statmiller, and back tomorrow night. We'll be back then. Rick Adams, good night, everyone.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia.
In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.